This is now the fifth portion of our Lord's Passion history, tonight entitled His Trial Before the Gentiles. The Jews bound Jesus, led him away from Caiaphas to the Praetorium, and handed him over to Pontius Pilate, the governor. They did not enter the Praetorium themselves, so that they would not become ceremonially unclean. They wanted to be able to eat the Passover meal. So Pilate went out to them and said, "What charge do you bring against this man?" They answered him, "If this man were not a criminal, we would not have handed him over to you." Pilate told them, "Take him yourselves and judge him according to your law." The Jews said, "It is not legal for us to put anyone to death." This happened so that the statement Jesus had spoken, indicating what kind of death he was going to die, would be fulfilled. They began to accuse him of many things, saying, "We found this fellow misleading our nation, forbidding the payment of taxes to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ the King." When he said this, and was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate questioned him, "Are you not going to answer anything? Don't you hear how many things they are testifying against you?" But Jesus still did not answer anything. So Pilate, the governor, was amazed. Pilate went back into the praetorium and summoned Jesus. When Jesus stood in the presence of the governor asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Are you saying this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own people and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus replied, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." "You are a king then," Pilate asked. Jesus answered, "I am, as you say, a king. For this reason I was born, and for this reason I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." "What is truth?" Pilate said to him. After he said this, he went out again to the Jews and told the chief priests and the crowds, "I find no basis for a charge against this man." They kept insisting, "He stirs up the people, teaching all through Judea, beginning from Galilee all the way here to Jerusalem." When Pilate heard this, he asked if the man was a Galilean. When he heard that he was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem during those days. When Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad. For a long time he had wanted to see him, because he had heard many things about him. He hoped to see some miracle performed by him. He questioned him with many words, but Jesus gave him no answer. The chief priests and the experts in the law stood there, vehemently accusing him. Herod, along with his soldiers, treated him with contempt and ridiculed him. Dressing him in bright clothing, they sent him back to Pilate. Herod and Pilate became friends with each other on that day. Before this, they had been enemies of each other. Pilate called together the chief priests, the rulers, and the people, and said to them, "You brought this man to me as one who is misleading the people. Look, I have examined him in your presence. I have found in this man no basis for the charges you are bringing against him. Herod did not either, for he sent him back to us. See, he has done nothing worthy of death, so I will have him flogged and release him." At the time of the festival, Governor Pilate had a custom to release to the crowd any one prisoner they requested. At that time, they were holding a notorious prisoner named Barabbas, who was imprisoned with the rebels and had committed murder in the rebellion. The crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do for them what he usually did. So when they were assembled, Pilate replied to them, "You have a custom that I release one prisoner to you at the Passover. So do you want me to release the King of the Jews for you? Which of one do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" When Pilate knew that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him because of envy, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, Pilate's wife sent him a message. "Have nothing to do with that righteous man," she said, "since I have suffered many things today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus put to death. The governor asked them, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" The chief priests stirred up the crowd, and they all shouted together with one voice, "Not this man, but Barabbas! Take him away! Release Barabbas to us!" Pilate addressed them again because he wanted Jesus to be released. "Then what do you want me to do with Jesus, who is called Christ, the man you call the King of the Jews?" "Crucify him," they all shouted back. But Pilate, the governor, said to them, "Why, what has he done wrong?" But they kept shouting even louder, "Crucify, crucify him." He said to them, "Why, what evil has he done? I have found no grounds for sentencing him to death, so I will whip him and release him." Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The governor's soldiers led him away inside the palace, which is the praetorium, and called together the whole cohort of soldiers around him. They stripped him and threw a purple robe around him. They also twisted together a crown of thorns and placed it on his head. The soldiers put a staff in his right hand, knelt in front of him to pay homage to him, began to salute him, and mocked him by saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They took the staff and hit him repeatedly on his head, and kept spitting on him. Pilate went outside again and said to them, "Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no basis for a charge against him." So Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, "Behold the man." When the chief priests and guards saw him, they shouted, "Crucify! Crucify!" Pilate told them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no basis for a charge against him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and according to that law, he ought to die, because he claimed to be the Son of God." When Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid. He went back inside the palace again and asked Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. So Pilate asked him, "Are you not talking to me? Don't you know I have the authority to release you or to crucify you?" Jesus answered, "You would have no authority over me at all if it had not been given to you from above. Therefore the one who handed me over to you has the greater sin." Then on, Pilate tried to release Jesus, but the Jews shouted, "If you let this man go, you are no friend of Caesar. Anyone who claims to be a king opposes Caesar." When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus outside. He sat down in the judge's seat at a place called the Stone Pavement, or Gabbatha in Aramaic. It was about the sixth hour on the preparation day for the Passover. Pilate said to the Jews, "Here is your king." They shouted, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Should I crucify your king?" "We have no king but Caesar," the chief priests answered. They kept pressuring him with loud voices, demanding that he be crucified, and their voices were overwhelming. So when Pilate saw that he was accomplishing nothing, and that instead it was turning into a riot, he decided that what they demanded would be done. He took water, washed his hands in front of the crowd, and said, "I am innocent of this righteous man's blood. It is your responsibility." And all the people shouted, "Let his blood be on us and on our children." Then, since he wanted to satisfy the crowd, he released to them Barabbas, the one they had asked for, who had been thrown in prison for rebellion and murder. But he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. They took off the purple robe and put his own clothing on him. Then they led him away, carrying his own cross to crucify him. As they led him away, a certain man, Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country. They seized Simon, placed the cross on him, and made him carry it behind Jesus. A large crowd of people were following him, including women who were mourning and wailing for him. Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, stop weeping for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. Be sure of this, the days are coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the childless women, the wombs that never gave birth, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things to the green wood, what will happen to the dry? That ends the portion of our Lord's Passion history for tonight. Our seasonal response in the bulletin. All we, like sheep, have gone astray, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. By his wounds we are healed. We'll continue with the sermon hymn number 138. 138.